Now let's talk about how confirmation bias works in a real situation. Imagine a student in a university nutrition class. She firmly believes that organic food is much healthier than non-organic food, and she's working on a project about this topic. To prepare, she decides to research online to find evidence to support her argument. As she begins her search, she comes across a wide range of articles and studies on both sides of the argument. Now, here's where confirmation bias begins to influence her choices. Instead of reviewing all the articles evenly, she focuses only on those that support her beliefs. For example, she quickly accepts a study that claims organic apples have slightly more vitamins and antioxidants than non-organic ones. She doesn't take the time to check how the study was conducted or whether its conclusions are widely accepted by other researchers. The fact that it aligns with her belief makes it feel credible to her, even if it might not be the strongest evidence. Meanwhile, when she encounters articles that suggest organic food is not significantly healthier, she is quick to dismiss them. If, you know, an article mentions that both organic and non-organic foods have similar health effects when consumed as part of a balanced diet, she might skim over it or even stop reading entirely. These actions prevent her from considering alternative perspectives and lead her to build a case for her belief that isn't as balanced as it could be.